NoCo Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Some good fire-up type music right there for David Roddy. The Colorado State Rams. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Oh, and of course, this is our segment where we get to getting to know David, and it, presented by Ent Credit Union. And they're upping the ante here because we love the questions. There's been some really good questions all season long, but they're saying, hey, we want to pick the best question, and Ent's going to hook somebody up with a David Roddy t-shirt. We shared it on Twitter. If you haven't seen it yet, if you follow me or David, I know David retweeted it. You can check out the picture of the shirt there. We're going to need the winner's email at some point, but David's going to select the best question. And I'm going to read this first one for you, David. This one's probably disqualified because of his connection to you. But this is from, of course, assistant Colorado State coach Ali Farouk-Manesh. If you can't roll a basketball up the ramp at the pit, are you really a quarterback, David?
Well, throwing a football and rolling a basketball up a mile-long ramp is completely different. So, Ali's not getting a t-shirt today, I can tell you that.
He is not getting a t-shirt. That is no t-shirt for you. All right, good, good. I'm glad we got that one out of the way first. Let me get to okay, we're getting a mix of texts and tweets here. This is from the 720 Questions for David. Is there a player that you watch film on and mold your game around? There seems to be a lot of similarities to Nikola Jokic watching as a fan. David, it's funny. I didn't make that comparison at the beginning of the season. I feel like the way you're passing now and some of these no looks that you're doing does kind of remind me of last year's MVP.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I've watched only the highlights of you know, Jokic, but he's a special player, and the way that he passes is, I think everybody should mold their game around that. But yeah, that's a good question. But I try to mold my game around a lot of people, you know, just similar to my size. But you know, Draymond Green, like we already talked about and everything. But,
sure.
I think the passing is unique to myself and my quarterback background. And you know, Jokic is a great one to study as well.
It's funny because, David, I would have never kind of thought that comparison really until, honestly, like the last couple of weeks. I've been thinking, man, some of these passes are just, they're just so crazy. Like, I don't think the defense has any idea what just happened. They just see a ball fly by their, like, peripheral, and the next thing you know, there's a three-pointer in the air. This one's from the 602. What would you like your legacy to be at CSU? What do you want to be remembered for?
Wow, that's a big one. I just want to be remembered for someone who gave it their all on the court, as well as was a great teammate, you know, leader, as well as just a great person off the floor as well. Someone who you can kind of just look up to and model after, and someone who, you know, that has changed the culture for the good. So, yeah, I would just say, that's definitely, you know, something that I'm working towards every day, and just hopefully I can stay consistent with it.
I think you're well on your way to doing exactly that, man. Well said. This one from the 970. I want to know what Roddy's walk-up song would be if there were walk-up songs in basketball like in baseball.
Oh, wow. That's a great one. I'll probably just do the song intro of the radio show.
There we go.
A little bit of Nirvana, you know. Everybody knows the song. Everybody just, you know, if everybody knows the song, everybody can get connected with it and enjoy it as well.
I'm down with that. I like it. I think it's perfect. This one from the Weld County Swami. He's always so modest in interviews. Does he talk a little trash behind closed doors?
I don't talk trash. I probably do with Isaiah Stevens. I think just standing next to him, I might say a few words, but that's only between me and him, really. But no, don't really talk too much. I just let my play do the talk.
I kind of figured that, man. I mean, even when I see you, like, under your breath or something, when you're frustrated with a foul or something, I feel like you're more so talking to yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, a little bit, as well as, yeah, a little frustrations, maybe. You'll see.
All right, here, this one's from Mike. Any thoughts of participating as unaffiliated at the CSU track and field event this spring?
Wait, unaffiliated? Maybe, possibly.
Really?
I might need to practice for many, many months and lift heavy, heavy weight to try to get on the level of those guys.
I mean, that just goes to show you what people know and see with your athletic ability, though. I mean, even though that question might be out there, it's still kind of like, who knows, man? This guy might be able to. This one from Mickey. What do you find more annoying from TV announcers? And you probably don't hear these unless you go back and watch the TV versions, but you probably hear about them. Roddy the Body or the constant reference to your football days in high school?
That's a good one. I think the football mentioning is more frequent. I think that's like literally every game. Every game that I score my first basket, they mention that I play football. So like, I think it'll have to be the football one.
I think we need to, like, we're seriously on Twitter next time. We all just need to be ready for it. As soon as the game starts, if we're watching it, if it's an away game or something, all the fans out there, we all just need to be ready. And as soon as that's mentioned, somebody needs to tweet it out. Because you're right. It's if you make a basket, if it's an assist, if it's any kind of athletic move, we're going to be mentioning that that you played football. It's crazy. You could set your watch by it.
Yeah, it's very frequent and sometimes annoying, but I understand it.
I saw New Mexico's head football coach came up to you too, and he was like, "Hey," I mean, he's messing around, of course, but he's like, "Hey, you're playing the wrong sport." What were your thoughts on that?
No, that was awesome. That was a great gesture from him.
Yeah,
man, I have a lot of respect for him for that. But yeah, no, it's just a great funny moment. Some coach came up to me and talked to me about it, but. It was a good joke, and I have a lot of respect for him for that.
Yeah, no, that is great. He's a great guy for sure. This one from Eric, I think Eric, maybe. What's your favorite guilty pleasure movie?
Guilty pleasure movie?
Like a movie
I'm
that
not sure.
I don't know. Like maybe a movie that you don't want to admit that you like.
That's a really tough one. Probably just all the kids' movies that I watch with my niece. I watch Trolls World Tour. That's a great one, as well as Sing too. And those are great movies to watch.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I got a 4-year-old, so I'm in that arena. We got all those great movies. You've answered this one before, David. So I mean, I don't know if you want to just give us a quick version or what, because I love the story. So maybe you don't want to do that. Chris just wants to know what made you pick CSU, and I know so much you've talked about the coaching staff and what you thought the culture was going to be.
Yeah, definitely just the relationship and fit. With CSU, I had had major offers, but didn't really want to. Sacrifice, a great culture and a great relationship for just, the aesthetically pleasing choice. So went with my gut with CSU, and now it's paying off. And, I'm so glad and blessed that I made the right decision.
This one from the Weld County Swami. Does it bother you that they do bring up the fact that you're a great football player because you're a great basketball player? Does it bother you in a sense where, and I'm trying to read kind of between the lines of the question, but is it more or less... No, I'm an amazing basketball player. Let's stop talking about the football.
Sometimes it does. Not going to lie. Again, it's just it's a great talking point, for new viewers each time that, it's televised. But, it's year three of basketball. So, it's pretty frequent and mundane. But I understand why they do share it, every game.
I'm trying to go through. I don't know. Jaden, are you tracking these, by the way? Because we're getting them. They're pouring in. People want this T-shirt, David. how does his mindset change when he gets in foul trouble? He always seems to maintain his aggressiveness on both sides, but never seems to pick up that fifth. And I hope I'm knocking on wood right now. Let's not jinx David here. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, just be smarter on defense, especially. I think that's when they try to. Exploit that, matchup where whoever I'm guarding, they try to get me in foul, even more foul trouble or foul out. So just being careful and keeping my hands up on defense and on offense, just, understanding just, hey, you got to play under control even more. So Believe me, I'm in foul trouble, and everybody else knows I'm in foul trouble, so I just try to be extra careful.
I think it's crazy too, and you are still able to play almost the same style. It's crazy because you do see that a lot of times where guys are in foul trouble and they have to back off one way or the other defensively, or maybe not going as hard, but you still are able to maintain that aggressiveness. Last one, and then we're going to do our best to try to sift through these here. This one's from Chris in Fort Fun. What's a bigger goal for the team, a regular season Mountain West title or a Mountain West tournament title?
The closest one is the regular season, so I'm going to have to go with the regular season. And then we'll focus on that tournament title.
I love it, man. I love it. You're just thinking of that next game. We got another one coming up, UNLV, tomorrow. We'll hit that quickly before we let David go. David, do I need to kind of help summarize these, or do you have one that sticks out? What do you think?
I have one that sticks out. I think it'll have to be the foul trouble one. That was a great, it was a great observation, I would say. So I appreciate all the questions. I feel like everybody should get a shirt, but the foul trouble question was definitely the top.
That one is from, I'm reading, that's a Twitter one we got. We're getting a mix of texts and tweets. That's from Old Aggie, the real Greg Z. So I'll be reaching out to you, sir. You won. David has spoken. We have given away the David Roddy t-shirt courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Thank you guys for donating that. I'm going to message him during the break. David, look it out next. We're just going to look at the next couple of games, some huge games, and I know they're all big at this point. We'll look at the schedule. And then we're going to let you get right back to work, man, because I know you guys got film work to do here in about half an hour.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds good.
All right, 34 minutes after the hour. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Congratulations to the real Greg Z. You got the t-shirt. I'll be reaching out. We just need your email address. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll look at what's next for Colorado State. We'll preview the next few games with David, and then we'll sign off with David for one more great show. 35 minutes after the hour, we'll get the latest on the local Sports Flash.